Joining us on the phone this morning is IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, you know, not too bad. Actually,
good.
It's a beautiful day. And you've got some good news. The Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board meets today in a couple hours, actually. And a couple of big things I want you to talk to us about: Louisiana Pacific and Detroit Diesel.
Yes, we have our board meeting today. We have one every couple of months. This board meeting, we have two really major expansion projects of businesses in northeastern Minnesota. The first one is Louisiana Pacific. They're in Two Harbors. They are going to be expanding their operations here in Minnesota, and they have a $7 million expansion. We're going to provide them a $2 million loan to help them with that expansion. It's going to create 17 new jobs right there in Two Harbors, but almost as important is what they're doing for our timber industry. Governor Dayton and I met with a whole host of loggers, and he met with some mill operators a few weeks before that. And we know that that part of the economy is suffering right now. And the expansion at Louisiana Pacific, they're going to go from 80,000 cords to 100,000 cords, which means more jobs in Two Harbors, but also more jobs in the woods in northern Minnesota.
Now, Louisiana Pacific manufactures siding, right?
Yes. They have an innovative way of having a long-lasting siding. I don't want it to sound too much like a commercial, but they do this excellent job of wood siding. It lasts 50 years and beyond in some instances. I've toured the facility. It's really top-notch.
Okay, so talk to me about Detroit Diesel remanufacturing. That's something that I'm not aware of. It's in Hibbing, but it sounds like a big deal. It's got something to do with the airport.
Absolutely. It's an electronics manufacturing company who remanufactures products primarily for Daimler Chrysler, the Fortune 500 company. They have located here in northeastern Minnesota for many years, but they're really busting at the seams. They have an opportunity to go after a $6 million expansion, and they're adding international customers to bring in electronics, remanufacture them, ship them back out. There's been this speculation building at the airport in Hibbing for about 5 or 6 years. It was built at the absolute worst time in hindsight, right before the economy went in the tank. And it's a tool that sometimes economic developers use as they build this spec building, which is a shell of a building, and it encourages businesses to come to your area or grow in your area, and then you customize the build-out of the building. Detroit Diesel, DMR, is going to take advantage of this. So they're going to create 10 new jobs immediately to add to their existing jobs, but 50 jobs in the next 3 years. And so I'm pretty excited. When I became commissioner about 2 years ago, one of my main goals was to fill that spec building. It was just sitting there empty. And it is going to be filled now with good manufacturing jobs, great for the region. Overall, this board meeting, we're leveraging over $13 million. That's not all IRRB funding. We're just a portion of that. And 80 jobs will be created. There's a couple other smaller projects, too. Mm-hmm.
Also, as it reported this morning, I suppose good news for the Iron Range, steelworkers have settled.
Yes, that's great news. Hibbing Taconite and United Taconite and Eveleth settled with Cliffs Resources. They were the last contracts that were out there. They had an extension, so they were all still working, but they were way over their deadline on getting that contract solved. So I heard about it yesterday afternoon when I saw a few people on the street. People are happy. They have some more stability, both from the company and the workers' side, for the next couple of years, and so that's also great news.
Well, now, you mentioned, before I let you go, just to clarify something here, because I find this interesting, I mean, the whole IRRB process, mm-hmm. I can remember 100 years ago when this whole taconite tax credit thing started, mm-hmm. But there's kind of two parts to it, and what we're talking about today, the funding for these expansions, comes from the Douglas J. Johnson Economic Protection Trust Fund. Now, this is separate. This is a separate unit. Can you just kind of give me the quick definition of what that is? We all know who Doug Johnson was because he was our senator for so many years up here.
Exactly. What happens is our agency is funded based on a production tax that mining companies pay. Instead of paying local property taxes, they pay this local production tax based on how much taconite they take out of the ground. And so that money is treated just like a property tax is in some respects. Over 66% of that money by formula is sent to local communities on the shore all across the Iron Range, just like a property tax would, to pay for county services, city services, and school district funding. 22% of the funding comes to the IRRRB to do our work on economic diversification, investing in infrastructure in our communities, helping create jobs and a good business climate. And so that's where this funding comes from, is from our funding at our agency, and it's loans. And so we loan money to businesses to fill a gap, to make sure that they're encouraged to grow here in northeastern Minnesota. And so that's where it comes from. We have a fund at the agency named after, as you said, former Senator Johnson, who put a lot of these formulas into place in some instances 30 years ago, and was a board member at the IRRRB. Mm-hmm. And so we use part of that trust fund and sometimes the interest on that trust fund to make these loans to businesses.
Well, this is all really good news, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Commissioner, and I hope to talk to you again after the next board meeting or any time in between. We've got good news for Northeast Minnesota.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir.